We're going to study today, in Jeremiah 31.
今天我们来查考耶利米书第三十一章。
Yesterday we looked at Ezekiel 36.
昨天我们看了以西结三十六章。
We saw a pronouncement made to the nation of Israel.
我们看到向以色列的宣告。
But in that also we see what we call new covenant promises.
在里面我们也看到了新约的应许。
What Ezekiel was declaring.
以西结所宣告的是。
Is something that would be ultimately fulfilled in the New Testament.
终极的会在新约中应验。
That God would create a new people.
神会造一群新造的人。
And that new people would be different from the nation of Israel.
这群新人会与过去的以色列国不同。
It would be a spiritual people.
是一群属灵的人。
A people with a new heart.
一群有一个新造的心的人。
And within them the spirit of God would dwell.
在他们里面神的灵会居住。
And they would truly walk in the commandments of God.
他们会真正的行在神的律例典章中。
This is a description of everyone who has truly been converted.
这就是形容真正信主的人的境况。
In Jeremiah 31, we find another passage.
在耶利米书第三十一章，我们看到另一段经文。
And it starts in verse 31.
从三十一节开始。
It says, Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
耶华说日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
So God is talking through Jeremiah.
所以神借着耶利米先知在说话。
And he says, A time is coming when I will make a new covenant.
他说日子将到我要另立一个新约啊。
And as we go on, in verse 32, it says, Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
继续三十二节，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手领他们出埃及的时候与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约，这是耶和华说的。
Now, let's look at the old covenant for a moment.
好，首先我们看看这旧约啊。
When the nation of Israel came out of Egypt,
当以色列国从埃及出来的时候
it was a physical nation.
那是一个物质的有形体的国度
Just like what we see, for example, in China.
就像我们今天中国，譬如
Or in Sweden.
或者Sweden, 挪威啊。
It was a physical nation.
是一个有形体的国度。
Now, many people think that all of Israel that came out of Egypt, that they were all saved.
有些人以为啊，所有从埃及出来以色列人都得救了。
But that's not true.
其实不是如此。
Do you see that most of them died in the desert?
你看大多数以色列人都死在旷野。
Most of them were grumbling against the Lord from the moment they left Egypt.
他们一离开埃及大多数人就埋怨怨声载道
Most of them immediately started making idols.
他们大多数就开始就造偶像了拜偶像了
So you see that within the nation of Israel
你看在以色列国度里面
There was only a small remnant of people who actually believed God
只有一小部分的渔民真正的相信了神
Most of them were unbelieving
大多数都不信
Unregenerate,
没有得救
and they died in the desert.
他们死在旷野，没有重生。
Even after Israel came into the promised land,
甚至以色列人进到了应许地之后
you only see small moments in their history when the people are actually serving God.
你只看到很短暂的时间，神的百姓在真正的服侍主。
But for the most part, they're committing idolatry.
大多数时间他们在犯拜偶像。
They're turned away from God.
他们背弃神。
Even sacrificing their children to idols.
甚至把他们的儿女献给偶像。
So, within the nation of Israel.
所以在以色列国里面。
You had only a small remnant of people.
只有一小群的渔民。
Who actually were the people of God.
他们是真正属神的百姓。
They had the faith of Abraham.
他们有亚伯拉罕的信心。
The covenant in Sinai,
在西乃山的约。
It didn't convert anybody.
那个约没有使任何人得救。
The law was given.
神的律法颁布了。
Law that the people broke.
老百姓触犯了，违背了这些律法。
Now here's something I want you to see that's very interesting.
这里我要看你看一件非常有趣的事。
Are we saved through the law of Moses and the covenant at Sinai?
我们是不是借着摩西的律法和西乃山的约而得救呢？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是。
Are we saved by the faith of Abraham?
我们是不是借着亚伯拉罕的信而得救呢？
Yes, by believing the same way he believed.
是的，我们信正如亚伯拉罕当时信一样。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
Now,
好，
Here's an amazing thing.
这里有一件让人惊讶的事。
If you go to Israel today,
如果你到今天的以色列，
especially if you go to Jerusalem,
特别到耶路撒冷啊。
Do you know who's the number one figure in Jewish history that you hear about?
你知道在以色列人历史当中最重要的人物是谁？
Moses.
摩西。
Not Abraham.
不是亚伯拉罕。
And you know the number one thing that you see?
你知道你在那儿看到的最重要的是什么事呢？
The law.
是律法。
Pictures of the law.
律法的相片。
Copies of the law.
一个的复印件。
You can buy little, tourist souvenirs that have the Ten Commandments.
你可以看到旅游者的纪念品上面有十诫。
This is amazing.
很叫人惊讶。
You almost never hear about Abraham.
你几乎从来没有听到亚伯拉罕。
Or his faith.
或亚伯拉罕的信心。
You just hear about Moses.
你已经听到摩西。
And the law.
摩西律法。
But when you go to the book of Galatians.
但是当你到加拉太书的时候。
What do you see?
你看到什么？
Paul is saying, look.
保罗说，看啊。
We're not saved by keeping the law.
我们不是借着行律法得救。
We're saved by having the same faith as Abraham.
我们乃是因着有亚伯拉罕的信心而得救。
It was Abraham's seed that would save us.
是亚伯拉罕的子孙那个后裔可以拯救我们。
That is the Christ.
就是基督能拯救我们。
So even though all the people came out of Egypt.
好，尽管说老百姓都从埃及出来了。
And they all received the law at Sinai.
他们都在西乃山领受了律法。
Most of them did not have the faith of Abraham.
但大多数以色列人都没有亚伯拉罕的信心。
If you go to Jerusalem today,
如果你今天到耶路撒冷呢？
Many Jewish people are atheists.
很多犹太人都是无神论者。
Others have a form of religion.
还有一些外表敬虔，只有表面的。
Like they'll put the scriptures on their arms and on their foreheads.
他们会把圣经的条文放在他们手臂上，或者放在头额上。
But then they'll also go to discotheques that night and commit immorality.
同时那天晚上他们会跑到舞厅去做一些不道德的事。
You see, they have the external.
你看他们只有外表的敬虔。
But they don't have the faith of Abraham.
但他们却没有亚伯拉罕的信，里面的信。
Even the Orthodox Jews.
甚至那些传统的犹太人啊。
Who wear black clothing.
他们穿黑色的衣服。
They don't cut their hair right here so that it grows really long.
他们这里不去剪那个修边幅，结果长得很长。
They only eat certain foods.
他们只吃一些特别的食物。
They stand in front of the wall of Jerusalem and pray like this for hours.
他们在耶路撒冷墙面前这样祷告几个钟头，哇！
But when you talk to them about the faith of Abraham,
但是当你跟他们谈论亚伯拉罕的信的时候。
They don't know.
他们一无所知。
They just have tradition.
他们只有传统宗教仪式。
Externals.
只有外表的事。
Now,
好
look what he says in verse 32.
你看三十二节。
The covenant that he will make will not be like the covenant which he made with them when he brought them out of Egypt. The new covenant would be different.
好，这新约啊，他要立的约不像他当时。那拉着他们祖宗的手从埃及出来的时候，那个时候的旧约。
How would it be different?
好，这新约怎么样与旧约不同呢？
The nation of Israel,
以色列国
was chosen as the people of God.
被神拣选成为神的百姓。
But only in that large group was there a small group of people that actually were the people of God.
在那一大群人当中，就一小群是真正属神的百姓。
The church is not like that.
教会并非如此。
everyone in the church,
每一个在教会里的一员
is the people of God.
都是神的百姓。
Now, why is this important?
为什么这很重要呢？
Many preachers,
很多讲道人啊，
they compare the church to Israel.
他们把教会比作以色列。
And they're wrong.
他们错了。
They'll say this.
他们会这么说啊。
Well, in the nation of Israel,
在以色列国，
they were all the people of God.
他们都是神的百姓。
But most of them were carnal.
但大多数都属肉体的。
And there was only a small group of people who were spiritual.
就一小群属灵的。
The church is the same way.
教会也是如此，他们说。
You know, so even though in my church of 1,000 people,
所以在我的教会里头有一千个人啊。
Only 50 of them actually walk with God.
只有五十个人与神同行。
And the rest of them are carnal.
其他都属肉体的。
This is the way it is.
这是本当如此啊。
It's the way it's supposed to be.
就应该这样啊。
It's the way it was in the nation of Israel.
因为在以色列国也是这样嘛，旧约嘛。
But see, they fail to understand.
你看他们没有明白啊。
That the new covenant.
在新约里。
God says, "I will take out their heart of stone."
我会把他们的石心拿出来。
I will put a heart of flesh.
我会把一个肉心放进去。
I will indwell them with my spirit.
我的灵会住在他们里面。
They will all walk with me.
他们都会与我同行。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这不同吗？
We are not supposed to be like the nation of Israel.
我们不应当像旧约的以色列人一样。
They were a large nation.
他们是一个很大的国度。
But only a small group of them were regenerate in their heart.
那其中就一小部分的人里面重生得救了一个新的心。
But the church,
那是教会。
The true church,
真正的教会。
Is made up of only regenerate people.
是唯有真正重生的人才在真教会里面。
Now let's look at just the Old Testament.
那我们再看看啊，旧约圣经。
We have understood now that man is depraved.
我们现在明白人的本性是堕落败坏的。
He must be regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
他必须借着圣灵重生。
Why was Noah a righteous man?
为什么挪亚是一个义人？
Because God regenerated his heart.
因为神重生了他的心。
And therefore he believed God.
因此他信神。
And he was righteous.
他是义的。
Why did Abraham?
为什么亚伯拉罕是义人？
Because God regenerated his heart.
因为神重生他的心。
And he believed God.
他信神。
There was a small group within Israel.
所以在以色列当中有一小群人。
Remember what he told Elijah?
你记得他对以利沙怎么说的吗？
That he had 7,000 that had not bowed their knee to Baal.
还有7,000个没有向巴利下拜的。
He said, listen to what God says.
听神所说的话。
Remember Elijah was saying, I'm the only one left.
你记得Elijah, right?
Yeah.
以利亚说我是唯一剩下来的。
And God said no.
神说不，不止你一个。
Listen to what he says.
你听他怎么说。
I have kept for myself.
我为自己留下来了。
7,000.
7,000个。
Who've not bowed their
knee. 没有向巴利下拜的。
It wasn't that there were 7,000 that just chose God.
不是七千个人他们选择神的。
God said I chose for myself 7,000.
神说我为我留下7,000个，我选择。
To keep the hope alive.
好叫这个盼望继续传留下去。
So,
你看
in the Old Testament,
在旧约里头
men were saved by faith.
人是因信得救，旧约。
Always by faith.
总是因信。
It's never been through the law.
从来不是借律法得救。
Through the law, no man is justified.
借着律法，没有人能够称义。
When a believing Jew gave a sacrifice,
当一个信主的犹太人献祭的时候，
he was doing it because he was believing God.
当他献祭，他是因为他信神，他才献祭。
He was saved by faith.
他是因信得救。
But faith is always the result of a regenerating work of the Holy Spirit.
但信心总是因着圣灵在人心中动工的重生的结果才有信心。
So God has always kept for himself a people.
所以神在历史上总是为自己存留了一群人。
But the church, how is the church different, you say?
你说教会怎么不同呢？
The church is different in this way.
好，不同在此。
Everyone in the church.
教会里的每一员。
Is regenerate.
都是重生得救的。
Everyone is believing.
每一个都是信的。
Those who are not.
如果不信的话。
In time, you will know them by their fruit.
迟早你会借着他们的果子认出他们来。
They will either leave.
他们或者离开。
or they should be lovingly and compassionately disciplined.
或者我们要凭着爱心要管教他们，要叫他们回来。
The church should be pure.
教会应该圣洁。
This is very, very important.
这是很重要的。
So men have always been saved by faith.
所以人总是因信得救。
They've always been saved because they were regenerated by the Spirit.
从古至今，他们得救都是被圣灵重生
的结果。Now someone would ask this question.
有人会问这个问题啊。
Well, how is the New Testament believer then, how is he greater privileged than the believer in the Old Testament?
新约的信徒为什么比旧约的犹太人更有福啊？
Well, let hold our place in Jeremiah.
我们手指放在耶利米书。
And let's go to the book of Acts.
我们翻到使徒行传。
Acts chapter 2.
第二章。
And I will show you.
我给你看为什么我们更蒙福。
In the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那天，
the disciples are speaking in tongues.
门徒、使徒们都说方言。
This was a supernatural work of the Spirit.
这是圣灵超自然的工作。
They were speaking in real languages.
他们讲的是真正的语言啊，不是胡说八道。
But some people were mocking.
那很多人就在嘲笑他们。
And Peter stands up and he says this in verse 16.
第十六节，彼得站起来，他说
：“This, the thing that's happening right now.
好，此时正在发生的这件事
was spoken of through the prophet Joel.
正是先知约珥所说他预言的。
And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind.
神说在末后的日子我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Now, in the Old Testament,
在旧约，
we see the Spirit poured out on prophets and kings.
我们看到神的灵浇灌在先知和君王的身上。
But there would come a day when the Spirit of God would be poured out on every person who was a part of the church.
但是到了末后的日子，神的灵会浇灌在教会里的每一个成员的身上。
Not just the prophet or the preacher.
不仅仅是那些先知啊，或讲道人啊，牧师啊。
Not just the apostle.
不仅仅是使徒啊，他们。
But even our sons and our daughters that believe.
甚至我们的儿女，只要他们信，就有圣灵。
Another thing that's important here.
还有一件重要的事。
Is the Spirit wouldn't just be poured out on Jews.
而且这个灵，圣灵不仅仅浇灌在犹太人身上。
But on Gentiles.
也在外邦人身上。
On Northern Europeans,
在北欧的人
Africans,
非洲人
Asians,
亚洲人
South Americans,
南美洲人
You see,
中国人
Now, another thing that I want you to see,
还有一件事情我要你看到的
says, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and the young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And then he says, even on my bond slaves, both men and women,I will in those days pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
你们的儿女要说预言，你们少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
Do we see this?
今天我们是不是看到这样的现象？在使徒行传有没有这样的现象？
Yes, we do.
的确，这个发生了。
Now you say, but Brother Paul, does this happen today?
你就问了，哎，保罗弟兄，这今天是不是这样的事情仍在发生呢？
Church history recognizes.
教会历史知道
I mean, it's clearly seen,
这是很清楚的
that, after a century, this diminished, this type of supernatural personal revelation.
一个世纪之后这一些超自然的这些现象慢慢就消失了
especially as the people received the written word of God.
特别当人得到了记在经上写下来的神的话语之后
In the Bible, we have a fuller revelation.
在圣经里头，我们有一个更完备的启示。
Than we could ever comprehend.
这我们需要的都在这里，超过我们所需要的。
More than just what one prophet could say.
这是不是一个先知所说的话
？More than one dream.
不是一个异象异梦
？More than one vision.
不止一个异梦异象。
Then people will say, well, is this just for the first century?
所以有人就会问，难道这些话只是对第一个世纪有效吗？
Not at all.
不。
But I want you to look at the bigger picture.
我要你看更大的一幅图画。
Is he saying here,
他是不是说，
that the wonderful thing about the last days in the new covenant,
这末后的日子，这些在有关新约这些美好的这些事情，
will be that you'll get to dream,
你就会做异梦，
and you'll get to see visions,
你会看异象。
Is that really what he's saying?
这是他所说的吗？
No.
不。
What is that type of thing is for children.
那是 for 小孩，那是为小孩说的。
This is the point.
这段经文是这个意思。
In the last days,
在末后的日子，
My spirit will be poured out on them,
我的灵要浇灌在所有的人身上。
And they will all have a real knowledge of me.
他们都会真正的认识我。
See, this is talking about revelation.
这里讲的是启示啊。
Here's the view of the mature and the immature.
这就是那成熟的跟不成熟的不同。
The immature says, "Man, I want to see a vision."
不成熟的说，哇，我要看异象啊。
I want to hear a prophet.
我要听到先知说预言啊。
But the mature says this.
成熟的会说，
"I just want to know God."
我要认识神。
I want to have a greater knowledge of God.
我要更深的认识上帝。
And if that is given to me in a book,
如果神的启示都在圣经里头记下了，
that's fine with me.
那对我来说就够了。
I don't care about a vision.
我才不在乎什么异象。
I just want to know God.
我只要认识神就够了。
And if he's given me the greatest revelation in his book,
如果他借着圣经给了我他最大的启示了，
why do I care about a vision?
我这个异象异梦什么意思呢？
Now,Let's ask ourselves this question.
我们问自己这个问题啊。
Can God do something like that today?
今天神可不可以做这些事呢？
Yes.
当然能咯。
He can, you know, he could warn us possibly in a dream or.
他可能借着异梦或者异象警戒我们，提醒我们。
That's true.
是可能。
Is it going to happen every day?
是不是天天发生？
If someone tells me it happens to them every day, I'm going to have some serious doubts.
如果有人说，哇，我天天有异梦异象，听到声音，我就很小心他了，我很怀疑他。
God does things not to impress people.
神做这些事情不是叫别人觉得，哇，很了不起啊。
He does things because they're necessary.
神做这些事因为这是必要的。
Let me give you an example.
那我给你个例子。
When I was a brand new believer,
当我刚信主的时候，
I didn't know much about the Bible at all.
我对圣经不是很熟悉。
I was walking down the street.
有一天我在路上走。
And I saw these people singing and preaching.
我看到这些人在唱诗，在祷告，在讲道。
And I stopped.
我就停下来。
Because I wanted to see anything that had to do with Jesus.
因为我对所有属灵的事情，有关耶稣的事都有兴趣。
And I was listening.
我就听他们讲。
And they were talking to me.
他们就跟我讲话。
And they seemed very, very nice.
他们好像是非常好，善良。
All of a sudden,
突然之间，
totally inexplicably,
无法解释的，
a fear came over me.
我心里头好害怕。
I was almost trembling.
我几乎要发抖一样。
I knew I had to get away from these people.
我知道我必须赶快跑掉。
I was a young man.
我那时候是个年轻人，
I was strong,
我很强壮啊。
But I was scared of them.
但我看到他们我就怕了。
And I almost ran down the street to get away from them.
我几乎往街上跑，为了要逃脱他们。
I went back and I talked to the older brother in Christ who was discipling me.
我回去，我跟一个老基督徒，他在培训我的，我跟他讲。
I said, "What happened?"
我问他的发生什么事儿。
I was terrified in one moment.
我一下子突然吓得半死，咋回事？
And I ran away from them.
我赶快跑掉了。
And he said, "Tell me what they looked like."
他说你告诉我他们长什么样，什么。
Tell me what they said.
他们说什么？
And I told him.
我就告诉他。
And he said, "Oh."
他说哦。
He said that was a cult.
那是一群异端。
I said, "What's a cult?"
我说什么是异端呢？
He said they teach false things about God.
他们讲有关神错误的道理，谎言。
He said the Holy Spirit did that.
他说圣灵提醒了你。
He supernaturally terrified you.
他超自然的叫你。惊吓
so you would run away.
好叫你快快逃跑。
But now listen.
那你听啊。
I believe that really happened.
那个在我身上的确发生，是真的。
But is that the way it should always happen?
但是难道那是每一次都应该这样子发生吗？
I was a brand new Christian.
我是刚刚信主的。
I didn't know anything.
我什么都不懂。
And God supernaturally intervened.
神就超自然的介入。
But God also expected me to start growing in the Word.
但是神也要我继续在他的道中长进。
So that he would not have to intervene that way.
所以他没有必要再一次超自然的这样介入了。
See, a mature Christian would have recognized it in a moment.
你知道，一个成熟的基督徒一下子就看出他们是异端。
Because he knew the Word of God.
因为他知道神的话。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
So we don't deny that God can do something supernatural.
我们不否认神可以行一些超自然的神迹奇事。
But there are so many people, they just chase dreams and visions.
今天好多人成天追求异梦异象。
And it's all they want to talk about.
他们成天讲的就是超自然的这些东西，神迹奇事。
And they don't read the Bible.
但他们不读圣经。
We don't agree with that.
我们不赞成这样。
The mature Christian, when he looks at this,
一个成熟基督徒当他看这个，
he doesn't say, "Oh man, God's promised to give us visions and dreams."
他没有说，哦，你看神应许要给我异梦、异象、预言，哇！
No, the mature Christian says this.
不，成熟的基督徒会说，
Wow! God has promised to give us the knowledge of Him.
神应许要给我们认识耶和华的知识啊。
See the difference?
能看到不同吗？
That clears up everything.
这就把一切都弄清楚了，澄清了。
If someone says to me,
如果有人对我说，
Man, I wish I lived back in those times.
哇，我但愿我能够活在那个日子啊。
When there were dreams and visions.
我那个时候异梦异象多好哎。
And I say, I'm glad I live in this time.
我会说，我感谢主让我活在今天。
They say, why?
他们说为什么？
I said they had one dream or one vision.
我说他们不过一个异梦一个异象而已。
I have the full counsel of God's word.
我有神的旨意完完全全显明启示在圣经里。
Let me tell you a funny story.
让我告诉你一个很有趣的故事。
And then we'll get back to our passage.
我们再回到主题啊。
I was invited to a Pentecostal church to preach.
有一次呢，我被邀请到一个五旬节教会去讲道。
And so I thought, I'll go. I'll preach to them the truth.
好，我去灵恩派，我去那跟他们讲真理。
I sat there.
我坐在那。
And they had a testimony time of an hour and 45 minutes.
他们一个钟头四十五分钟都做见证啊。
And everybody was standing up.
大家都站起来。
Talking about their dreams they'd had that week.
讲他们那个礼拜做了什么梦啊。
And their visions.
他们的意象啊，他们的经历啊。
I mean, you know, one guy is shaving and Jesus appears in the mirror.
有一个人呢，正在刮胡子，突然从镜子里头耶稣显现。
All these stories.
这些故事。
And then afterwards.
然后。
They asked me to preach.
他们叫我讲道。
So I was going to preach on 2 Timothy 2:2.
我本来要讲帖摩太后书二章二节。
About entrusting sound doctrine to faithful men.
有关把这个正确的教导交托给忠心的人，可以再教导别人。
So I said, turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
所以我叫他们翻圣经到帖摩太后书第二章。
And the leaders were sitting on the front row.
那个领袖呢，坐在前面，那个带头的。
And I noticed that they started looking in the index in order to find out where 2 Timothy was.
我发现他们在找前面那个目录，看那个帖摩太后书到底在哪里。
And so I went like this.
我就坐到后，往后。
I went.
我说。
I'm going to prophesy.
他说我要说预言了。我说
God has just given me a word.
神给了我一句话。
And they were all like.
他们每个人都哇疼。
They weren't excited about opening their Bible.
他们对打开圣经没兴趣。
They were excited that I got a word.
当我有一个从神而来的话语，他们就好兴奋。
Listen to the word.
我说听神的话。
For the last hour and 45 minutes.
过去一个钟头四十五分钟
All of you have prophesied lies.
你们都在说谎言，你们的预言都在撒谎。
You are immature children.
你们这些不成熟的孩子们啊，
Who see the faces of animals in the clouds.
你在云里头看到各样动物的脸。
God has not spoken to any of you.
神没有向你们说话。
Well, they got very mad.
他们就好生气。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
If he gives us revelation,
如果他给我们启示，
and we take it, study it, and obey it,
我们接受，而且研究，而且顺服，
He will give us more.
他就会给我们更多的启示。
If we have neglected the revelation that He has given us,
如果我们忽略了他已经赐给我们的启示，
then why would He give us extra dreams and visions?
他为什么要给我们更多的异梦、异象、预言呢？
Now again, we're not denying that God can do something supernatural.
当然，我们不是在否认神可能做一些超自然的事。
But it will always agree with this book.
但是总是会与圣经相符合。
If it doesn't agree with this book,
如果违背圣经，
it's not of God.
那就不是从神而来的。
All right. So, how is our lives more greatly blessed than the Old Testament saints?
我们新约的圣徒如何比旧约圣徒更蒙福呢？
Everything that they looked forward to,
他们所期盼的每一件事情。
And that they could not clearly understand.
他们模模糊糊不能理解的这些事。
It has happened in the person of Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣里都成就了，应验了。
And we are able to see Him.
我们可以见基督。
In the Scriptures.
在圣经里看见耶稣。
To study Him.
研究他。
He's also given us His Spirit.
他也把他的灵赐给我们了。
And He's given us greater revelation than anyone in the Old Testament ever had.
他给了我们这些新约圣徒比旧约圣徒更多更大的启示，更完美的启示。
Do you remember what Jesus said about John?
你记得耶稣怎么说施洗约翰的吗？
He said John the Baptist was the greatest of all men born of women.
他说，妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的。
He was the last of those great prophets before the coming of the Christ.
他在基督来到之前，他是最后最大的一位先知。
But Jesus said the least in the kingdom of heaven was greater than him.
但耶稣说，在天国里头最小的也比施洗约翰大。
Do you realize that we understand more than John did?
你知道吗？我们所明白的比施洗约翰更多。
When Jesus was not doing exactly what John thought the Messiah should do, he asked, "Are you the Christ?"
当施洗约翰看了主耶稣似乎没有在做弥赛亚所做的事情，他问你是真是弥赛亚吗？你是基督吗？
You see, we understand so much more.
你看我们明白的比他更多，多得多。
Now, in verse 33.
31章33节
He says, But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样。
I will put my law within them.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面。
And on their heart I will write it.
写在他们心上。
Israel received the law.
以色列人领受了律法。
In two external tablets of stone.
在两个石板上面写的十诫，他们领受了。
And they broke that law.
他们触犯了律法。
But the law has been written on your heart.
但是如今神的律法写在你的心板上。
Now realize something.
你要明白啊。
The external law was given to Israel.
这外面的律法是给以色列的。
And most in Israel had an unregenerate heart.
大多数的以色列人的心都没有重生得救。
When that external law was forced upon them,
当外界的律法强加在他们身上的时候，
they hated it.
他们恨恶这个律法。
Because their hearts were not changed.
因为他们的心没有改变。
They looked for ways to get around it.
他们想要绕过律法。
Remember the Pharisees?
你记得法利赛人。
Who supposedly were the holy men?
他们是所谓的这些圣人呐，以色列人当中的。
They said if you swear by the altar, it doesn't mean anything.
他们说，如果你们本着祭坛起誓，用祭坛起誓，那没有意思，起不了作用。
But you must swear by the gold of the altar.
你必须要借着祭坛上的金子起誓，嗯。
They were trying to figure out how to swear according to the Old Testament law.
他们要发明一个方法，要借着旧约的律法来起誓。
And yet not keep their promises.
同时又不用守信用。
And not be guilty.
然后又不犯罪。
It's amazing.
真是不可思议。
So they were given an external law that their unregenerate hearts hated.
所以这个外界的律法加在他们身上，但他们的心没有重生，所以他们恨恶这个律法。
But the believer,
但信徒呢？
has been given a new heart.
神给了我们一颗新的心。
That loves God's law.
我们爱慕神的律法。
And that law has been written on their hearts.
神的律法写在他们心板上。
God has revealed himself to our hearts.
神把他的话语向我们的心启示了。
That is a tremendous difference.
这是我一个极大的不同。
Now look in verse 34.
再看34节。
They will not teach again, each man his neighbor, and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord.
他们个人不再教自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
Now this does not mean that the church does not need teachers.
这个意思不是说教会不需要有教导的人啊。
Now this is a good example.
这是一个很好的例子。
This verse says they will not teach again each man his neighbor.
这句话，这段经文说，他们不用再教导自己的邻舍。
If we just read this text,
如果我们仅仅读这一段经文
，We might be inclined to believe that no one should teach anyone.
我们可能会以为，哦，没人需要教导任何人了。
But we go to Colossians 3:16.
但你去格罗西书第三章第十六节。
We're supposed to be teaching one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
我们应当用诗歌、颂词、诗篇彼此教导，彼此对唱。
Also, the Bible says in Ephesians 4 that God gave teachers.
而且在以弗所书第四章又说到，神所赐的也有教师。
So what does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means this.
意思是
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
most of the people were unregenerate.
大多数的人都没有重生。
They understood nothing.
所以他们听不懂。
I mean, they could go into the temple.
他们可以进到圣殿里头去。
Say prayers.
可以就是说一些祷告文。
Offer sacrifices.
然后献祭。
Then come out of the temple.
然后从圣殿出来。
And go worship Baal.
然后去拜巴利。
And they didn't see any problem with that.
他们认为没问题。
It was just total ignorance.
这是完全的无知啊。
But the people of God aren't that way.
但神的真正的百姓并非如此。
They understand who God is.
他们认识谁，神是谁。
And when they hear truth, they recognize it.
当他们听见真理，他们明白，他们知道是真理。
It's amazing to me.
不可思议啊！我认为很稀奇。
Many pastors in America have gotten caught up in entertainment.
很多的美国牧师啊，现在都在搞娱乐节目。
Using media,
用这些电视电影
preaching in ways that will attract carnal worldly men.
用一些方法来吸引这属肉体的世界上的人来教会。
They're preachers.
这些是传道人哎。
And they don't recognize what they're doing is wrong.
他们竟然不知道自己所做的不对。
But within their church,
但是在他们教会里。
Will be a little group of believers.
也许有一小群信徒
who are sad.
他们好伤心哦。
They're thinking to themselves, "This is wrong."
他们在自己反省，这不对呀。
I don't want to be entertained.
我不愿意在这教会里头搞一些娱乐节目。
I want to hear truth.
我要听神的道。
I don't want all kinds of noise. I just want to worship God.
我不要在教会里头热热闹闹的，我要神的话语。
What is happening?
到底发生什么事儿？
You see that possibly the pastor is unconverted.
你知道很可能啊，牧师本身没有得救。
Yet there's a small group of believers.
但是这群人当中有一小群信徒。
They know everything is wrong.
他们知道这都不对劲儿。
Everybody else is happy.
其他人都很开心啊。
But this small group of believers.
但这一小群的信徒。
They know it's wrong.
他们知道不对劲儿，错了。
Why?
为什么？
They truly are believers.
因为他们是真信徒。
And they have been taught of God.
他们被神教导了。
Brothers, there are a lot more people unconverted in the ministry than what you probably would believe.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？在传道人当中啊，有很多很多不信主的人，多过你所知道的，根本没得救的人。
But the true believer.
但真信徒。
He just wants Christ.
他只要基督。
To walk in simplicity.
他简简单单与神同行。
To sing with other believers.
跟其他信徒一起唱诗赞美。
Not to be entertained with other believers.
不愿意跟其他人一起被娱乐。
But to sing with them.
与他们一同歌唱敬拜。
To pray with them.
一同祷告。
And to hear the word.
要听神的道。
People have said about our new church here.
有人说我们这里的新的教会啊。
You're never going to grow.
你们永远不会增长了。
Because your first hour of the service is prayer.
你们一开始聚会头一个钟头就是祷告。
No one's going to want to come to your church.
没人愿意来你们教会。
You've got to get rid of the prayer.
你要把祷告给去掉。
Do better music.
然后有更好的音乐。
Then people will come.
然后老百姓会来。
Listen to what they're saying.
你听他们说什么话。
Get rid of prayer.
不要祷告。
Because people won't come.
因为信徒不会来。
Well, why don't we get rid of Jesus too?
为什么不把耶稣也给去掉？
Because then even more people will come.
更多人会来了。
I mean, we're a church.
我们的教会。
We're supposed to be praying.
我们应该祷告。
We're supposed to just sing.
我们应该唱诗赞美。
We're supposed to just hear a sermon.
我们应该听神的道。
Some of us actually like this.
有些人竟然会喜欢这个。
Do you see how crazy Christianity has become?
你看这个基督教变得真是疯狂了，离谱了。
I don't know if you have amusement parks in China.
我不知道你在中国有没有一些娱乐的公园呢、啊、
？Do you? Yes.
Amusement park. Okay.
Okay. Church has become an amusement park in the name of Jesus.
教会奉耶稣挂着耶稣的招牌成了一个娱乐的公园。
Instead of putting on the front Church of Jesus,
前面写的不是耶稣基督的教会。
They should put Jesus's amusement park.
他们应该写耶稣娱乐公园。
But that's not right.
那是这样不对。
If you do things to attract carnal men into your church,
如果你做一些节目方法来把属肉体的人把他引到教会，
if you use carnal means to attract carnal men,
用属肉体的方法来吸引属肉体的人来，
you'll have to keep using carnal means in order to keep them.
你必须继续用属肉体的方法来保留他们在教会里头。
Now it says that they will know him from the least of them to the greatest.
就是说，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
And he says, "For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more."
我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
They will all know him.
他们都会认识他。
But the greatest truth they will know about him is that he has forgiven their sins.
但他们所认识的有关他的最重要的真理就是。他会赦免他们的罪孽。
And they know it is only by His grace and through Jesus.
他们知道唯有借着他的恩典，借着耶稣基督，他们的罪才能得到赦免。
Now, imagine in some very poor village in rural China.
你想象在中国偏远的一个角落，一个穷乡僻壤啊，在中国。
A little old woman.
一个老太太。
Who cannot even read.
书文盲啊。书都不会读，
But she knows,
但她认识，
because someone preached to her the gospel,
因为当人跟她传福音的时候，
she knows it's true,
她知道是真的，
she would die before she would deny it,
她死也不肯否定她的信仰，
she knows that her sins have been forgiven,
她知道她的罪孽得到赦免了，
she knows it is only through Jesus,
她知道唯独借着基督。
No one could tell her anything else.
你跟她讲别的，她不会信的。
No one could make her deny it.
没有人可以令她否定她的信仰。
How did that happen?
为什么她会这样？
Right here.
就在这儿。
This is what God said He would do.
这是神说他会做的。
It's amazing when you see these prophecies actually being carried out in real life.
当你看到这些预言在实际生活上真正应验的时候，哇，真是叫你不可思议。
How do you know it's true?
你怎么知道是真的？
Because God taught me.
因为神教导我的。
How do you know it was God?
你知道怎么知道是神？
Because when it is God, there's no doubts about it.
因为是神的时候，我就毫无疑问了。
And this is what happens to people when they're converted.
当一个人真正得救的时候，就这些事就会发生在他们身上。
So when we say that Christians will bear fruit,
所以当我们说基督徒一定会结果子，
we're not saying they will bear fruit because they're so dedicated.
我们不是说因为他们如此敬虔，所以他们就会结果子，不。
We're saying they will bear fruit.
我们来说他们会结果子。
And they will know truth.
他们会认识真理。
Because this is the nature of salvation.
因为这就是救恩的本质。
This is what God does to every person He saves.
神为每一个他所拯救的人，神为他们就成就这些事。
Okay. Now I want us to go to Jeremiah 32.
我们看看耶利米书三十二章。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
They shall be my people, and I will be their God.
他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。
God has always been working to gather for Himself a people.
神一直在动工，要召聚一群属他的人。
And in the new covenant, this has been fully accomplished.
在新约里头，这已经完全的实现了。
Now look what it says in verse 39.
再看三十九节。
And I will give them one heart and one way.
我要使他们彼此同心同道。
Now.This is something that he says he will do.
这是他说他要做的。
That all his people,
所有他的百姓
will have one heart,
都会同心
and one way,
同道。
I'm going to say something that's going to sound kind of strange to you.
我现在要说一些话，你听起来也许觉得很奇怪。
But if it's not true,
但如果不是真的话
then this promise has failed.
那么这一段应许就已经落空了。
And God did not answer the prayer of His Son Jesus.
神就没有回应他的儿子基督的祷告。
Jesus said, "Father, make them one."
耶稣说，主啊，使他们合而为一。
As we are one.
如同你和我合一一样。
Now, people today say the church is so divided.
今天有人说，哎，教会啊，基督纷争啊，分门结党。
No, it's not.
不。
And I'm going to show you why I believe that.
我要证明为什么我信的是对的。
Jesus prayed to the Father and asked that we would be one.
耶稣向父祷告说，父啊，让他们合而为一。
Did the Father not answer his prayer?
父难道没有回应基督的祷告吗？
The New Covenant also says that I will give them one heart and one way.
新约里头也讲到，我要使他们彼此同心同道啊。
Now, I believe that the people of God today on this earth are one.
我相信今天神的百姓在世上的百姓是同
心的。You say, but there's so much division.
你说里头有很多纷争呢？我们看看。
First of all,
首先
we recognize that many people who call themselves Christians are not Christians.
我们知道很多自称是基督徒的其实不是真基督徒。
I mean, sure, I am divided against.These prosperity preachers.
是我当然跟那些成功神学的讲道人，我跟他们分开的。
Who rob God's people of money?
他们骗神老百姓的钱。
I'm divided against them.
我跟他们分别为圣。
But that doesn't mean the church is divided.
这不见得是教会和纷争呢。
It means you have the church standing against a false prophet.
这意思真教会与假师傅彼此对立。
So much division
有这么多的纷争
is the result of heresy.
是因着异端邪说造成。
But the people who believe those heresies,
但是那些相信异端的人
they're not Christians.
他们根本就不是基督徒。
So we just removed a whole lot of division, didn't we?
我们就把很多的纷争都排除了。
It's not really believers fighting against one another.
不是信徒的内部彼此相争啊。
It's believers and heretical cults.
真信徒跟异端邪说的分别为圣。
But now let's talk about in the church.
好，我们再讲教会里面。
Like a local church.
讲一个本地教会啊。
Let me share with you something that Charles Leiter shared with me.
我跟你分享一段一个弟兄分享的。
Let's say there's a fight in the church.
譬如教会内部干起来。
And everybody's mad at one another.
大家都彼此生气啊。
And two deacons are about to punch each other.
两个执事啊，差点干起来了。
And then a brother stands up.
有个弟兄站起来。
And says this.
说。
Brothers,
弟兄们啊,
we're Christians.
我们是基督徒,
we should not be hating one another.
我们不应该彼此相恨。
Here's the problem.
问题在这儿。
If they're hating one another,
如果他们彼此相恨,
they're not Christians.
他们就不是基督徒。
You see that?
你看到吗?
So many people, even in the local church,
很多人甚至在一个本地教会里啊,
are fighting and hating.
在彼此相争啊, 彼此相恨啊。
But the fact that they always fight and always hate,
他们曾总是彼此相恨彼此相争
show, proves that they're not truly Christian.
显明了他们不是真正的基督徒。
So we've removed the division of the heretics.
所以我们首先把异端邪说给排除了。
We've removed the division of those who hate and fight.
我们也把那些搞嫉妒纷争的那些彼此相恨的人也排除了。
And then there's a group of people that go to local churches.
好，然后剩下了一群去本地教会的人。
Extremely worldly.
他们非常的世俗化。
It's not that they struggle with the world.
他们不是跟世界。
Because we all do that.
我们都有挣扎，不是。
They've totally given themselves over to it.
他们根本就是随从世俗。
And they don't have a problem.
他们在世上如鱼得水。
They're happy.
他们在世上很开心。
They love to go to church.
他们喜欢来教会。
When there's really good music.
如果教会里头的音乐很好。
And they love to watch terrible films from Hollywood.
他们也喜欢看好莱坞的那些乱七八糟的影片。
And go to discos.
然后去跳大舞。
And compromise to make money.
然后犯罪妥协来赚钱。
Let's take all of them and move them away.
我们也把他们排除出在外。
We're beginning to see there's less and less division.
我们看到教会里头的纷争越来越少了。
Now,
好
there is no doubt that there are sincere Christians.
当然，也有一些真诚的基督徒啊。
Who don't agree theologically in everything.
他们在神学上不见得百分之百都彼此相合的。
I'm sure Brother Larry and I wouldn't agree on absolutely everything.
我们两个不会在所有的事上都绝对一样的。
There are some who are more Calvinistic.
有一些更加尔文的。
Others who are more Arminian.
还有一些比较亚米念的。
Some who believe certain things about the second coming and others who believe other things.
有一些有关基督再来的次序是这样子，有的一些是那样的。
We can talk about them.
我们可以谈论啊。
We can discuss these matters.
我们也可以讨论。
And sometimes we may even get a little angry.
有时候我们也会有一点火冒，有些生气啊。
But we will repent.
但是我们会悔改。
And even when we're arguing with our brother over the second coming.
甚至我们跟为二次再来的问题彼此有一点争论啊。
We would still die for our brother.
我们还是会为弟兄舍命。
Let me give you an example.
让我跟你举个例子。
I was in the mountains of Peru.
我在秘鲁的高山上。
During the war.
在他们的内战期间。
It was very dangerous.
非常危险。
And got lost in the jungle.
我在
lost in the mountains, the jungle mountains.
森林山上的丛林里头，我迷路了。
And I was praying.
我在祷告。
With my friend.
跟我的同朋友一块儿。
Lord, guide us out of here.
主啊，引导我们，让我们能够平安出去。
We heard a bell.
我们听到一个铃声，噔噔噔。
And it was a little boy going back to the village with his animals.
是个小男孩跟着他的畜生要回到他的村庄里去。
And so we followed the bell.
我们就跟着那个叮叮当当一起去。
It was pitch dark.
那是三更漆黑啊。
We came into this small village.
我们就进到一个小村庄。
And we didn't know whether we should enter or not.
我们不知道该不该进到那个村庄里面。
If the terrorists controlled the village, I'd be killed.
如果恐怖分子是占据了村庄，我就没命了。
And so we prayed.
我们就祷告。
Lord, should we go in?
主啊，我们该进去吗？
So then we saw this man who was drunk.
然后我们看到一个醉酒的人。
We went up to him.
我们就去他那儿。
And we said, are there Christians here?
我们说这里有没有基督徒啊？
And he began to cuss.
他就开始说脏话。
And then he said, that old woman that lives in that hut.
啊，那个老太婆住那个房子里的那个小茅草屋的。
And so I go over there.
我就去那儿。
And I knock on the door several times.
敲了几次。
And all of a sudden, a little woman about this tall,
一个小老太婆
opened the door.
打开门
She's very old.
她非常老
She had a lantern.
她手里拿了一个灯
She looked at me.
她看着我
She was very afraid.
她好害怕
And I said,
我说
I am a believer.
我是个基督徒
And she went, and she grabbed me.
她就抓住我
And she pulled me in.
她赶快把我抓进来
And she pulled the other guy in.
把我另外一个朋友也抓进来
And she had, her house was built.Dug into the side of a hill.
她的房子呢是山上旁边的一个洞啊。
And she had a basement dug into the clay.
她这个你下面有一个地下室。
And she made us go down this ladder.
她就叫我们下一个楼梯。
And she sat us in the hay that she had for her animals.
她就把我们放在喂她牲畜的草一堆草上面。
And she said, "No one must know you're here."
她说。不要让人知道你们在这儿啊
And then she called a little boy.
然后叫那个小男孩来
And she sent him away.
把他打发走
And within about 20 minutes.
20分钟之后
The different few Christians that lived in the village.
那个小村庄里的几个基督徒
They started coming into the basement.
他们就开始进到这个地下室
One was carrying a chicken.
一个拿着一只鸡小鸡
And the other some potatoes.
另外拿了一些土豆
And they cleaned the chicken.
他们把鸡给杀了，把弄干净。
They made the food.
然后做菜。
They fed us.
然后喂我们。
I preached Jesus to them.
我就跟他们讲耶稣。
And the next morning we left.
第二天早上我们走了。
Now, they were Nazarene believers.
他们是那个拿撒勒人派的那个基督徒啊，是一个派的。
We would differ on some things.
我们在一些教义上有些不同啊。
But they had genuinely been regenerated by the Spirit of God.
但是他们真正被圣灵重生了。
They were believing Jesus.
他们相信耶稣。
They were loving His people.
他们也爱神的百姓。
There were some things of theology we would not have been in agreement with.
有些神学问题我们永远不会同意的。
But we were one.
但我们在基督里。
Enough that we would die for one another.
我们甘心为对方舍命。
You see, this really comes true.
神的话应验。
The church really is one.
教会是合一的。
She's just sometimes she's soiled by unbelievers and heretics that claim to be a part of her.
有时候教会被那些自称为基督徒或者异端邪说被他们玷污了。
But she really is one.
但是教会在基督里是合一的。
Now let's go on.
继续。
Here are two. It says they will have one heart and one way.
比如说他们同心同道。
Let me share with you the way that they'll have.
让我给你看他们是怎么同心同道的。
Here's the best way and simplest way to describe that way.
这个最好的最简单的方法来。解释这个同道什么意思
It will be the way of Jesus.
这是耶稣的道。
Every true Christian thinks much about Jesus.
每个真基督徒都会想到基督。
And they believe only in Jesus.
他们相信唯独基督。
Only His death saves them.
唯独基督的死拯救他们。
It will be a way of holiness.
这是圣洁的道。
They will all recognize that this world is fallen.
他们都会认识到这个世界已经堕落败坏了。
And there are things they should not do and should not be a part of.
有很多事情他们不该做，也不应该参与。
And it will be a way of love.
这也是爱的道路。
Those are the three things that you will see.
这是三件事情你要看见的。
Trusting in Christ alone.
相信唯独基督。
Desire for holiness.
渴慕圣洁
and love
和爱心
Now he says I will give them one heart and one way that they may fear me always
好我要叫他们使他们彼此同心同道好叫他们永远敬畏我
for their own good and for the good of their children after them
使他们和他们的后世的子孙得福乐
God desires to do us good
神要我们得福乐得益处
Even when he ordains terrible trials for us to pass through
甚至他命定了一些可怕的 考验叫我们经历的
It is for our good.
也是为我们的益处和福乐
But not only does he promise good for us,
他不仅仅应许我们个人福乐
But for our children.
也为我们的子孙后代
Now this does not mean that my children are saved because I'm saved.
这不是说我的孩子我得救了我的孩子就得救啊。
But I can tell you this.
但是我可以告诉你啊。
Even though I am a father who has many failures.
尽管我是一个有很多软弱失败的父亲。
My children are blessed.
我的儿女是蒙福的。
Sometimes I will gather them around me.
有时候我把我儿女叫在我周围。
And I'll ask them.
我会问他们。
Do you love your daddy?
你们爱爸爸吗
They say yes.
我说爱爸爸
Are you happy that I'm your daddy?
你高不高兴我做你爸
They say yes.
很高兴呵呵说
And then I'll tell them this.
我就告诉他们
Before I met Jesus,
我还没有认识耶稣以前
I was a drunk.
我从前是个醉酒的
And a fighter.
我是一个喜欢打架
I only cared about myself.
我自私自利只顾自己
If it was not for Jesus,
若不是耶稣帮了我
I would have left your mother a long time ago.
我早就离开你妈妈走了。
And I would not have been a good father to you.
我也不会做个好爸爸。
Every good thing.
我做的一切的善事。
That you see in your daddy.
你看到你爸爸的美善。
Comes from Jesus.
都是从耶稣来的。
And every day I can tell them about Jesus.
我每天都可以告诉他们耶稣，耶稣。
Every day I can pray for them.
每天我可以为他们祷告。
By doing good to me, God has done good to my children.
神对我有益处，也使我的儿女也蒙福，使我蒙福，也使他们蒙福。
But I make sure my children know that.
但我要我的儿女知道。
If they are happy that I'm their daddy.
如果他们很高兴我做他们的爸。
It's only because Jesus changed me.
唯一因为耶稣改变了我。
I have great confidence and hope for my children.
我对我的儿女大有盼望，大有指望。
Because God has allowed them to be born in a Christian family.
因为神允许他们在一个基督教家庭长大。
And I may instruct them in many things I never knew even when I was a man.
我可以教他们很多事情，我从前我都不知道的事情，我现在可以教他们。
Now let's look at this.
好，我们看。
Verse 40.
四十节。
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
我要与他们立永远的约。
Now these next two verses are two of my favorite verses in the whole Bible.
下面跟着是整本圣经里头我最喜欢的两节经文之一。
He says, I'll make an everlasting covenant with them.
我要与他们立永远的约。
So Elijah and Betty, God has made an everlasting covenant with you.
以利亚跟 Betty 神与你们立了一个永约
that he will not turn away from you to do you good
他必随着你们施恩并不离开你们
this is God's eternal promise
这是神永远的应许
I will never turn away from you to do you good
我不会离开你们向你们施恩
and then he says
然后他说
and I will put the fear of me in your hearts
我且使你们有敬畏我的心
so that you will not turn away from me.
所以你们不会离开我
This is regeneration.
这是重生
now look at this. This is so important.
你看这个
You must understand the power of this passage.
这个太重要了你必须明白这段经文的能力
It will help you so much.
这会如此帮助你
Look what God does.
你看神为你做的
Now look up at me for a minute.
请抬起头来看看我
He says, I'm taking this one for myself.
他说我把这个人选召归我。
I promise
我应许
that I will never turn away from this person to do them good.
我要随着他们施恩并不离开他们。
So that solves only, there's two sides here.
这里有两方面啊。
This side,
这一方面
and this side,
跟那这一方面
with God's side,
从神这一方面
everything is solved.
问题都解决了
I promise.
我应许了
I will never turn away from this person.
我要随着他们
to do them good.
要施恩给他们
Yes, but what if this person turns away from you?
但如果这个人要离弃你呢我不离开他他要离开你
They deny you and walk away from you.
他否认你他离开你
What are you going to do then, God?
怎么办神该怎么办
God says no.
神说不不不。
I promise
我应许了
to never turn away from them
我不离开他们
to do them good
我要随着他们施恩
and
还有
I'll solve the other problem
我把另一方的问题也解决
I will put the fear of me in their hearts.
我要把敬畏我的心放在他们里面
So that they will not turn away.
所以他们不会离开我。
You see?
你看到吗
People always say, well, what if they fall away?
人总是说、哎、如果他们离弃
will they lose their salvation?
他们会不会失去救恩呢、啊、
What if they deny Christ?
如果他们否定基督怎么办
will they lose their salvation?
他们会失去救恩呢、啊、
Those who fall away have never entered into that covenant.
但是那些离弃神的从头起初就没有进入神的约
If someone claims to be a Christian,
如果有人自称是基督徒
yet they walk away from God,
他们远离神了
and they do not come back,
他们不回来了
they weren't really Christian,
他们从起初就不是基督徒
because the real Christian,
因为真正的基督徒
God puts his fear,
神把敬畏他的心放在他里面
in their heart,
放在他们心里
so that they will not turn away
好叫他们不离开神
This is absolutely astounding,
这是叫人
It shows that God had a plan before the foundation of the world.
这个显明神在创世之前就有一个计划。
I am going to take a people for my son.
我要为我的儿子拣选一群人。
He chose them.
他拣选他们。
And in time, he called them.
在神的时候，神就呼召他们。
He took their heart of stone out.
他把他们的石心拿出来。
He put a heart of flesh.
把肉心放进去。
He put his spirit inside them.
把他的灵放在他里面。
He made an everlasting covenant to not turn away from them.
与他们立了永约好不永远不离弃他们
and he put his fear
他把敬畏他的心
inside of them
放在他们心里
so that they would not turn away from him
好叫他们不离弃神
and what God has always promised has now been fulfilled
神从前所应许的如今应验了
he is their God
他是他们的神
and they are his people
他们是属神的百姓
that's what God's done
这是神为我们所成就的
that's what this whole thing is about
这就是这一切
now,How do we know God has made an everlasting covenant with us?
我们怎么知道神与我们立了永约呢
Because he's put his fear in us.
因为他把敬畏他的心放在我们里面。
Do you know what the Christian's greatest fear is?
你知道基督徒最大的惧怕是什么
It's not hell.
不是地狱。
It's being separated from Christ.
是与基督隔绝。
One time I had a young man came to me in Romania.
有一次罗马尼亚的年轻人来找我。
Brother Paul, I just don't know if I'm saved.
保罗弟兄不知道我得救没有。
So I took him through 1 John.
所以我跟他看一起看约翰一书。
And other books that talk about assurance.
还有其他的经文有关得救的确据。
He seemed to be very sincere.
他似乎非常的真诚。
He understood the gospel.
他明白福音。
And he seemed to be walking in godliness.
他似乎在敬虔中与神同行。
It seemed to me that the devil was attacking him with doubts.
似乎是撒旦在给他这些怀疑、小心的。
That he really was a Christian.
其实他是基督徒。
But he had no assurance of salvation.
但他没有把握得救的确据。
And so I said this to him.
所以我对他说。
I said, young man.
年轻人啊。
Do you know any good taverns or bars?
你知不知道一些好的酒吧或者喝
where you can get drunk?
你可以喝点酒啊。
He said, well,
我说
well, yes.
是我知道。
I said, I want you to go there tonight.
我要你今晚去。
And he said, pastor.
他说牧师。
Why?
为什么
?I said, I want you to get drunk.
我要你好好的喝一顿。
He said, drunk.
叫我喝醉酒。
Yes.
是。
And I want you to find women.
我要你去找个女人。
Many women.
许多女人。
And I want you to dance.
我要你跳大舞。
And I want you to gamble.
我要你去赌博。
And I want you to do all those things.
我要你去干那些事儿。
With all your might.
你全心全力以赴。
He said, I can't do that.
我不能。
I said, why not?
我说为什么不能。
He said, I can't.
我不能。
I said, why not?
我说为什么不能。
I said, you believe in Jesus and yet you still think you're going to hell?
你还以为你是还会下地狱?
Christianity hasn't given you any peace?
基督教没有给你任何平安?
You think you're lost?
你以为你失落了?
You might as well go have a good time.
你不如去好好享受一番吧?
Go sin with all your might.
你尽心竭力的犯罪去吧?
He said, I can't do that.
我不能。
He said, why not?
我说为什么不能?
He said, I fear God.
我怕神,我敬畏神。
I fear him.
我敬畏神。
Even if he sends me to hell, I can't turn away from him.
就算他把我打到地狱,我也不能够离弃他。
And so then I read him this passage.
我就读他这段经文，读给他听。
I will not turn away from them to do them good.
我又必随着他们施恩，并不离开他。
And I will put the fear of me in their hearts, so they cannot turn away.
且使他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我。
And the young man looked at me.
年轻人抬起头来看着我。
And he just started crying.
开始哭了。
He said, "I must be saved."
我肯定得救了。
Now,
好
listen to this next verse.
看下一段经文。
Verse 41.
四十一节。
I will rejoice over them to do them good.
我必欢喜施恩与他们。
Do you understand this?
你了解这段经文吗
？He not only says I will do good to them.
他不仅说我要向他们施恩而已啊。
He says I will rejoice to do good to them.
我必欢喜施恩与他们。
I will look for opportunities to do good for them.
我会找机会向他们施恩。
The idea here is the same idea of a bride and groom on their wedding night.
这里啊。是讲到一个新郎跟新娘在他们结婚的新婚的那个晚上
as a husband rejoices over his bride
正如一个丈夫因着他的新娘而欢喜那个欢喜
so God rejoices over you
神也因此因你欢喜
this passage really encourages me about prayer
这段经文啊帮助我祷告
God wants to do a lot more good to me than what I ask him for
神要施的恩超过我求我所求我所想的
He will do so much more than what you can believe
他要做的远远超过你敢相信的
And he will do more good things than what you are now asking for
他比你所祷告所求的要给你的多得多得多
You need to open your mouth wide
你需要张大口
And see that God will fill it
神必要充满他。
He desires to do you good.
他乐意施恩给你。
Now here's one of my most favorite promises.
这是圣经里头我最喜欢的一个应许啊。
And he says, I will faithfully plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul.
他说我要尽心尽意诚诚实实地将他们栽于此地。
God says, I will accomplish everything I planned.
神说我会成就一切我所计划要成就的。
I will fulfill everything I ever promised.
我会成就我一切的应许有关你们。
Then he says something that's not found anywhere else in the Bible.
然后他说了一句话其他圣经里头都没找到只有这里。
He says, I will do it with all my heart and with all my soul.
他说我要尽心尽意。
Now God doesn't have a heart or soul.
神没有什么心啊，没有什么意啊。
So what does he say?
他说的什么意思呢
？He said, "I will see this done with the full power of all my deity."
他说我要用我一切神性的能力，要成就这些事，尽心尽意。
I will employ everything that I am to see that this comes true.
我会竭尽全力，神的能力啊，神性的一切能力，要成就这一切。
Now this is God's attitude toward you.
这是神对你的态度。
This is what He's going to do.
这是他要做的。
It's not going to fail.
绝不会失败。
Never will it fail.
永不失败。
I know we've gone kind of long, but I want us to go for just a second. There's a promise I did not show you yesterday.
我们讲的稍微长一点，那有一段经文，一个应许，我昨天没有给你看的。
Now you know in Ezekiel 36.
在以西结书三十六章。
Remember we studied in. Verses 22 through 28. It talks about everything God does when He saves a person.
是讲到当神拯救一个人，他所做的这一切的事情。
There's two things I want to show you.
有两件事情我给你看啊。
Starting in verse 24.
首先， 24节啊，开始。
Notice the first person pronoun.
你注意这个第一人称啊的代名词。
And I'll give emphasis to it.
我把这个重点放在这儿啊。
God says.
神说。
For I will take you from the nations.
我必从各国收取你们。
I will gather you from the lands.
这个中文没有，但英文也有，从列邦聚集你们。
I will bring you into your own land.
我要引导你们归回本地。我。
God says he will do this.
神说我必做。
Then he says in verse 25.
然后二十五节他说。
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就要洁净了。
And then he says, I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and your idols.
然后他说，我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽。
And verse 26.
二十六节。
I will give you a new heart.
我也要赐给你们一个信心。
I will put a new spirit within you.
中文没有，但是我将心灵放在你们里面。
I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
好，原文有又我又从你们肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will give you a heart of flesh.
我要赐给你们肉心。
I will put my spirit within you.
二十七节，我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
I will cause you to walk in my statutes.
我使你们顺从我的律例，谨守我的典章。
I will be your God.
我要做你们的神。
You will be my people.
你们要做我的
子民。Do you see this?
你看到吗？
This is God's work.
这是神的工作。我。
He says he will do it.
他说他要做的。
He alone.
唯独他。
And it will not fail.
他不会失败的。
Now, as a missionary.
好，如今身为宣教士。
I'm going to show you a great promise.
我要给你看一个很大的应许啊。
This sovereign God.
这位主权的神。
Says he has elected a people for himself.
说他为他自己选召了一群人。
He calls them out.
他呼召他们出来。
He gives them a new heart.
他给了他们一颗新心。
Puts his spirit within them.
把他的灵放在他们里面。
They walk in his commands.
他们活在他的律例典章中。
He is their God.
他是他们的神。
They are his people.
他们是属他的子民。
And then look what he says in verse 37.
再看三十七节啊，他说的。
Thus says the Lord God.
主耶和华如此说。
This also I will let the house of Israel ask me to do for them.
我必加增以色列人数的，他们必为这事求问我，我要给他们成就。
I will increase their men like a flock.
我要加增他们的人数，多如羊群。
Like the flocks of sacrifices, like the flock at Jerusalem during her appointed feast, so will the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, then they will know that I am the Lord.
38节，耶和华在守节做祭物所献的羊群怎样多，照样荒凉的城邑必被人群充满，他们就知道我是耶和华。
What a missionary passage.
哇，这是给宣教士的
应许。I've done all of this.
好，我为成就这一切。
But now here's one other thing I'm going to do.
还有一件事我要为你们成就。
I will let them ask me to do this for them.
好，这事要向他们必为这事向我求问。
To increase their men like a flock.
就是加增他们的人数，像羊一样多。
To ask him for souls.
求他把灵魂赐给你们。
To ask him for converts.
把信主的人加增给你们。
To ask him for China.
把中国赐给我们。
He said, I will increase their flock.
他说会加增他们的羊群。
I will give them this.
我要成就这个。
During the appointed feasts.
在那守节期的日子。
Jerusalem was filled with flocks.
耶路撒冷充满了牲畜啊，羊群啊，牛群啊。
And he said, I will fill them in the same way.
他说照样我也要使他们人数如此加增。
This is a great encouragement to not only preach, but to pray.
这是给我们很大的鼓励，不仅仅是传道，而且祷告。
Because look, he doesn't say directly, I will give this to them.
他没有说我会把这个给你啊，没有直接这么说。
He says, I will let them ask me for this.
这里说到，他们必为这事求问我，我要给他们成就。
You need to ask him for this.
你要求问他，你要祈求他。
You see that?
看到吗？
It's a beautiful promise.
这是一个宝贝的应许。
There's so much more in Scripture that we know.
这圣经里头还有许许多多我们需要知道的。
The promises are so great.
这些宝贝的应许。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，我为你的道感谢你。
And the promises that are found there.
其中宝贝的应许。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs, and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.